All right, guys, you ready to get started? This is the technical committee meeting for Thursday, June 2nd. Do we have a motion for approval of minutes of last month's meeting? We have a second. And we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There you go. All right. Under old business, project updates.
The system of school projects could rather be raised on the environmental lobby to see the process. Raymond Avenue related adjustments of Lake Science Project, the environmental document has been submitted to the Industrial Review and Company. Avenue Special Street Care Training Project. The consultant has submitted a digital property documentation to review.
All in favor? Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next up, Craig.
The first hit all from Parks, somewhat requesting the CP307-6239 information that Matt spoke to you about. First, section 307, of the formula grant operating assistance for 517 program or project for the final budget. 2017 budget, $805,000, that is 2.4 in section 307 funds and $581,000 local funds. The next section of that is capital assistance, 5307, again, the 517 program, final budget and product revisions. They're adding a project to include the purchase of a garage support vehicle. So the fiscal 2017 budget, $597,000, and it's being split between state, local, and federal funds there. Section 5339, Bus and Bus Facilities Grant, revised 2017 project for final budget and project revisions, adding the purchase of a transit bus, budget $125,153.39, funds from $12,500 in state and $12,500 in local funds. The next request was City Henderson requesting that the No Premium or Road project sidewalk construction from Ben Gate Road to Osage Drive, adding that project for construction in fiscal year 2018. This is a transportation alternatives program fund. You see that cost to it at $40,400, and the split there between the two funding sources. The last request is number 1601026 for bicycle and pedestrian plan implementation and technical assistance from the City of Evansville. Found project in fiscal year 2017 for activities in support of the City of Evansville bike and pedestrian activity plan. Activities include community meetings and project development assistance. You see the cost there, $35,678, and that is a big county project as well as federal SDP and the City of Evansville.
Thanks, Craig. Do we have a motion to approve the FYI 2016 through 2019 assistance? All right, we got a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. And it looks like the last thing on the agenda is the Draft Access Management Manual and Development Guide. Laura.
So we have another draft for document for you to review, and I guess it was last year we decided after we received several comments and a collection of questions on the existing Access Management Manual, and we had several updates to reference documents that we were going to decide to, we decided to update our existing Access Management Manual. And this document is used by the LPAs and the NPO to guide decisions on appropriate access. In the past, that was mainly vehicular access, but now we are adding pedestrians, bicyclists, and transit users to that access manual. We worked in conjunction with the steering committee, and the steering committee consisted of a majority of our LPAs, a representative from the Southern Indiana Builders Association, as well as NDOT and KYTC representatives. The document, I've also included a list of changes behind the memo. And in general, we've completely reorganized the document. We've added more data-driven applications to the document. We've included guidance on access to pedestrians, bicycles, and transit facilities, like I said earlier. And we've included more diagrams. So you can use this when you're reviewing the document. I have a well-worn copy of my old Access Management Manual, tattered and worn, and we just passed around a copy of the new draft. The document is listed on the website, that's evansvillempo.com, and if you kind of scroll down close to the bottom of the page, should be there a link there that you can click on. And if you have any comments or questions, you can call me directly or email me in the office. If anybody has a question now that I can try to answer, I'd be happy to.
I I'd just like to say there's a lot of time and a lot of effort that's put into this. It's really appreciative because the manual did need to be updated. There are quite a few changes in it. So if you haven't got to go through it, please do, because they put in a tremendous amount of effort to get all these changes made. So just wanted to thank you today. So good job.
The Maryland Street Bridge Project, was the contractor given a deadline? I've been asked questions, when is it going to be open?
The one time we spoke to John Street is fall. It's when they're targeting. But John Street will be better position.
All right, I can see John.
Yeah.
All right, the other thing, if we have traffic is getting worse on my side. Programs are being used by CSX going out to town. They're tying up a lot of traffic. We have, after you leave St. Joe Avenue, you have no major arteries to carry the east-west traffic. The expressway is in dire need of a third lane all the way out to USI. So that's USI is out there, and the state is having a city of 10,000 sitting right at the end. And at times, traffic is horrendous on there. We have bad intersections, as you all know, Rosenberg and Red Bank. And the general road situation on one side needs to really be looked at and see if we can improve traffic flow. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Are we doing some general comments?
Yep.
As an announcement, I turned in my resignation to KLCC yesterday. I am very happy to be, I'm actually, you all will be interested in this. I'm going over to the light side, but you're in Indiana. I am taking on an associate planner position with the town parks across the river from Louisville. And with the hopeful intention of being the planning director in sometime in the next 10 years or so. I'm really excited about being able to get back in the land again. So, and I will be starting for the next month or so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I wanted to let you all know, I'm not sure, I literally turned my resignation yesterday. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. Meantime, once I get hired from them, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
We're going to stop making you already like speaking more.
Right at the bottom, right along I-65, right at the bottom of the Tennessee Bridge.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some really, that has a lot of potential. They have some really interesting development, huge potential. And doing neighborhood plans and all that sort of thing. Hopefully I don't screw up so badly that goes. So I'm going to turn to a business retire, so let me apply for it.
I'm not sure.
You look a little scared.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Just a...